Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we continue our instant world tour of how this election day looks to people from around the world. Our next guest is my morning man. Since I wake up between 5 and 6 most days, the first voice I often hear is that of Dan Damon, host of the BBC's World Update, which we air on AM 820 WNYC in the 5 a.m. hour, and he is one of my new radio heroes. And he is currently in Washington, D.C. If you listen to World Update, you've heard Dan in Pennsylvania and some other swing states in the last week or 10 days or so. Hi, Dan. Welcome to WNYC in mid-morning, late morning.
Very good to be able to speak to you on WNYC.
So what do you think the people of Great Britain would do if they had a vote?
I'm fairly sure all of the opinion polls show that the opposition to the war is growing all the time, and therefore George W. would not get their vote. And indeed, even those rather more hawkish commentators in the papers who did support the war are suggesting that actually John Kerry would probably do a better job on the war. Of course, he'll have the problem of overcoming the fact that he's been saying it's the wrong war for the last year, but he'll have to get on to the job. And he is, according to Alistair Campbell, the former communications chief for Tony Blair, more of a soulmate anyway for Mr. Blair, so they'd work better in dealing with the problems in Iraq. And the press, of course, are all over this. It's a really big story for the British press, including the tabloids. The Daily Express, one of the tabloids, is trampling all over some of your myths, Brian. For example, not just the Washington Redskins' performance, which is supposed to be an indicator to how the vote's going to go.
Yeah, since they lost this week, it's supposed to go for Kerry,
That's about it. But the Daily Express has got some more. Apparently, sales of Halloween masks indicate that Bush is going to win. But big hair, the man with the most hair, head or facial, is always the winner, of course, goes for Kerry. So
I'm glad the Daily Express is on the big stories.
Yeah.
Now, the most Halloween masks, was that Bush outsold Kerry in Halloween masks?
That's right, yes. Bush is the Halloween mask champion.
Yes, which could mean just that people find him more scary, but that's another story. What do you think is actually at stake? And by the way, Schwarzenegger outsold Bush or Kerry, from what I understand from the mask sellers. What's at stake for Britain in this election?
It is the war, and although Tony Blair is unlikely to suffer an ignominious defeat in the election that he's got to fight probably within the next year, maybe within the next few months over the war, it's quite clear that with the move of some British troops up to the Baghdad area, the public is re-engaged on what's been a story they've been trying to kind of ignore because of its painful dimensions with the kidnapping and execution not so long ago of one of the contractors working there. And I think that now with that move of the troops, they're back on the story, and I think they are really hoping that a solution will come in the form of a withdrawal, and they expect, probably wrongly, they expect that John Kerry will be the one to achieve that more quickly.
All right. Dan Damon, you do great incisive interviews and with a lot of wit at 5 o'clock in the morning. Keep it up. I'm going to keep listening.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Good talking to you.